Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What are you uh-oh-ing about?
We've lost Hollywood Richie Rich.
Oh, you lost me. I only did it for one
second. You must have moved to, like, the Bay Area or something. Yeah. You've left Hollywood.
Yeah.
Okay.
Skid Row Rich?
Well, I mean, if you're living in the Bay Area, it's likely. Yeah.
Pooping on the sidewalk, Rich.
I hear that's big on the West Coast.
Yeah. Call in number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You got more thoughts on this, Cap?
I'm sorry. I just didn't mean to throw you off your pattern, your spiel. You know, you're used to doing a thing and then saying a thing before we start bantering and tangenting.
That's okay. We can go off the cuff.
Yeah, I've been guilty of doing that as well, to a point where, like, we get 5, 6, 7 minutes into a segment, and I'm like, oh, by the way, in the studio tonight.
Yeah. It is Richie Rich, Matty Matt, and Captain E. Captain.
Hollywood Captain.
Hollywood Captain.
Hollywood Kickass is here.
And you guys are probably making an appearance at ForkFest 2021?
Indeed. Absolutely.
Mine is still up in the air. I don't know if it's going to work out, but we'll see. Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th at ForkFest 5 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but ForkFest is decentralized, which means that there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. And there's no better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees there with the unofficial Telegram and the unofficial forum. You can find links to those at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. And maybe some good news, like the latest breaking. Maybe Ian Freeman will be there. Still fingers crossed. One more hearing.
I'm going to have...
Just one more hearing and they'll let him go.
I'm going to maintain my position of low expectations but high hopes.
Right on. That's a good policy.
I can't really go any other way. There's still bureaucrats talking about things. Apparently, it's going to require yet another hearing. I don't know if this is supposed to be public yet or not, but, well, there it is.
It is now.
There it is. I just blabbed it on the radio. Apparently, the bureaucrats need to get together one more time to figure out how to write a bail order that makes a peaceful, nonviolent man who has not hurt anybody or damaged any property
ever,
like, you know, give bail. Like, cops who molest little girls get bail, right? Murderers, mass shooters, they get bail. This guy who did some cryptocurrency transactions and owned some Bitcoin vending machines can't get bail.
You're also presuming that that's what this next hearing is about, right? It's a safe assumption, but it's just scheduled at this point to hear more.
Well, I don't know that this is a hearing that's available to the public or a hearing just between the judge and the counsel.
Either way, what more needs to be said? Both sides have made their case a number of times. Someone just has to, like,
I think it's
grow
the,
a pair and
I think
make
it's that the judge doesn't want to, like, you know, pick and choose from the buffet of options that he's been given, and so he's going to make the counsel do the work. Because that's what I would do if I were in his position. I wouldn't want to do the work myself. I'd make counsel do the work. It's their freaking job.
Yeah, I don't think that judge was all that impressed with the prosecution.
Well, then give the man bail. Yeah. Penalize the prosecution for being unprepared and, you know, whatever. However you want to describe their performance there. Shall we go back to the phone?
Sure.
We held over Andrew. Andrew, you are back on the air with Free Talk Live.
Man, thanks for holding on for me.
No problem. We want to make sure that you get your actual thoughts out. You jumped into a different conversation, so you had your own thoughts. You're up.
Oh, no, I can jump into people's thoughts as well, but no, I'm a lifetime freedom lover, love liberty, never sway from that. But some of the things I've been thinking about lately is to in order to maybe regain some type of like personal freedom, people have to start to consider balance in life. And I feel like that's where we're losing out on a lot of like personal interactions with people.
Are you talking about like leisure balance? Like what balance are you talking about?
The balance between, you know, if you're in a certain age group, you've lived in a time period where you've seen, you know, old ways of doing things, and then you've seen the, you know, projection into new ways of doing things. And so, you know, I think a lot of people get caught up in day to day life and kind of lose sight of what's real and what's not real. And, as a freedom loving person, one thing that I feel deeply about with freedom is self-growth and okay. Self-realization. And if you don't incorporate freedom with self-growth, it creates different problems. So what I mean by balance is self-balance, I guess.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you on the self-growth part, and I don't mean just like obtaining like a foot fungus or something like that. What I mean is when you decide consciously that you are about freedom, for yourself at least, if not for others, that the more you think about that, the more it expands in your mind, and you have to adjust to your newfound way of thinking. And I think that being about freedom sort of forces you into, at least for a period of time, some self-growth that you didn't have, you know, say before you were all about freedom. And I say that after having looked up one of my favorite words. It's eleutheromaniac, right, which is the root word is eleutheromania. And eleutheromania just means a great desire for or obsession with freedom. And so that describes me. I am definitely...
So it's a psychological disorder, is what you're saying.
It's the desire for freedom plus mania, right? So I am a fan, right, a fanatic, if you will, of freedom, right? In the same way some people are fans of a baseball team or a softball team or a particular musical artist, right? They have mania for that type of a thing. Well, I just happen to have mania for freedom. I'm also a nerd, so I've got nerdism for freedom as well. So,
within that way of thought, I agree with that, but you also have to find a balance with your enthusiasm for freedom, because you can't let that one sector control every other being of your person, you know, because there's so many levels of people, so you can't just get obsessed with one level of it. At some point, you have to realize that you understand that level and let things be things while they are, but while other things are working at the same time. If that makes any sense.
Let me take a shot at this.
I'm having a hard time putting my words into...
That's fine. You know. Let me take a shot at this, because a lot of us here have moved as part of the Free State Project or the Liberty Migration or whatever for more freedom. I doubt that the vast majority of the people who've made that migration have freedom as their number one value, right? Because something else always comes up that at that time is more important than absolute freedom, whatever it happens to be. For a lot of people, it's family or, you know, whatever, or the kids. And it, the people that haven't moved, like, why haven't you moved here for more freedom? It's like, well, my wife, you know, I like the beach, you know, because I moved from Hawaii. And so they're exercising some of that balance because they have a different value structure, and freedom is just not at the top. And if you put freedom at the top, you have to let a lot of that stuff go because freedom is such an important one to have. More coming up with Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
We'll be right back.
we're back with Free Talk Live. Me doing my shtick, uninterrupted this time, while Captain the Captain drums away on the air drums.
I'm horrible at air drums, by the way.
Do they have air drum world championships like they do the air guitar?
I don't know, but I can tell you that I worked for an employer for a short period of time where they had some sort of air guitar or air band competition.
Yeah.
And somebody's like, oh, you'd be perfect because you play actual guitar. And I'm like, yeah, I'm like, it's different. I mean, yeah. It's totally different. And then they had the competition, and that guy's act actually won. And so I was happy that I didn't, you know, he didn't say, well, I'd have won if you'd have been in it, right? You know, because I didn't want to hear that. But, like, that guy's act actually won. And then, like, during the after party of that, there was just some music going on, and we had some beers or whatever. And I started air guitar, and he's like, damn it, I knew you could do it.
At one point in time, beyond the air guitar, right, the video game Rock Band came out.
Yeah.
And then people were actually doing gigs playing Rock Band or, like,
yeah, no, that was a thing.
That was a thing.
Not a fan.
Not a fan?
Not a fan.
All right. Well, if you were ever in a Rock Band band, call us and tell us about it. 603-283-6160. Upset the Captain.
If you ever got on stage and played Rock Band with a couple other people, let us know.
For money, because they were getting paid for these gigs, man.
Bastards!
603-283.
Totally not real musicians. Real musicians go out, they do gigs, and then they get ripped off and don't get paid. That's how you're a real musician, damn it.
No, you're on stage playing a video game for money. That sounds like...
That's like...
Sounds like they one-upped the real musicians on how to actually make
like
a living.
These guys who are like, you know, one-man composers or whatever, and they're like, yeah, my musical outfit has a gig. Come listen to me and my laptop next Tuesday at Dave's Bar and Grill.
You know, things are changing in that direction. Speaking in terms of video games, I'm going to confess, I'm totally addicted to watching Call of Duty Warzone on YouTube and Twitch.
Okay.
Like, I've got people that I follow. I love watching them play. It's way more fun than watching, like, I love baseball. Sorry. Call of Duty Warzone's way more fun to watch, and these guys are...
Baseball's boring to watch.
Raking.
Fun to play.
Right. Football's the same way. All the modern sport, all the sports that we're used to are getting replaced by people watching gamers on...
Play on, like,
esports.
Yeah, Twitch.
Yeah.
Esports is a big deal.
I'm on the fence on this, so help me out here. Watching Call of Duty, more fun than playing Call of Duty...
Yeah, because they're way better than I.
Okay.
It's frustrating.
Oh, so it's a question of skill level.
Oh, yeah, they're pros. Right. They're
so amazing. You can't watch, like, a novice try and play Call of Duty and have fun?
I could just replay my own games if that's the way it is. watch myself suck at it.
At one point in time, I poo-pooed on this. Right? I went, like, why would you ever spend the time watching other people play the games when you could just play the game? Right? But then I remembered, like, back in the day... Right, like I'm not as ancient as you. I never had a pager, Captain.
I'm a relic. It's true.
But I remember, like, you know, we had like a Super Nintendo or like a regular, and there's three of us and only two controllers. So one of us sat there and watched, and would eventually rotate in.
Right.
Right. So part of the entertainment was like watching my friends play.
Yep.
While I waited, to the point where we eventually got the Nintendo 64. I remember this Zelda: The Ocarina of Time, probably my favorite game of all time, still standing. We would alternate, right? Like, I would get home from school early, I would play, and then my friend would come home from school, and then I would, like, walk him through what I had done, so he would do that quickly, and then do more stuff, right? And then he would figure it out, and then I would come up behind him, like, the next day or whatever, play up to where he was, and then pick up, you know, and again, so it was always, like, playing and then watching. But much like you do on YouTube, I was watching him and learning his techniques the same way people watch, like, tutorials now.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, like, well, I've also done it. This is just the modern way to do that. Right? A few years ago, I got my son an Xbox. He was coming to visit for the summer. And, you know, he's like, well, what are we doing, you know, when I get home from work? I'm a little worn out, a little tired, and he wants to play video games, so I just... lump my ass on the couch and watch him play video games for a couple hours. And I go, all right, I can see the appeal, but I also really like to play. Like, I would much rather grab a controller and partake than I think I would watch it on YouTube. Like,
yeah, I mean, I love to play baseball.
Yeah.
I love being on the field. I was left, you know, outfielder, generally just left field.
or catch. And
when I played baseball, I also played the left, but it was left out.
Left out. Yeah, left out. I'm sorry. I started sometimes, and sometimes I came in to, you know, pick up after somebody else. But watching, watching baseball is also fun.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel about Call of Duty Warzone, too.
Right.
So, and I like to play it poorly, and then I like to watch other people who are really rock and roll.
The only thing less fun than watching baseball is watching golf.
I like to watch golf.
Oh, my God. It's so boring.
And I love to play golf.
Walking!
Okay, most frustrating.
Cool now.
Golf is the most frustrating walk you'll ever take.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that's...
It depends on how many adult recreational substances you have with you, of course.
I mean, okay. I think it was Doug Stanhope that said, I feel sorry for people who don't drink or take drugs or whatever recreationally because, you know, they actually, to have fun, they have to have actual fun. Like, if you take drugs or alcohol, you can be doing any sort of mundane activity and take some drugs or alcohol, all of a sudden it's fun.
Speaking of fun recreational activities that you can't do with alcohol, guns on the line. Guns.
From guns.
You know this guy?
Is he Tracy Guns? Of course from Guns N' Roses.
Talking about guns. All right. Nice callback. Guns, you're on with Free Talk Live.
Guns.
Oh, it's this guy.
I play eardrums, man. Eardrums.
Very clever. Did you have anything else?
Yeah, clever. You want clever? Richie Rich, Matty Matt, and Capty Cap. How about Obi Gun Kenobi?
We already got Obi. What do we have?
Obi Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, Obi Wan Kenobi from earlier. You were listening.
Did he say Obi Gun Kenobi?
Okay. Right. Yeah,
Obi Gun moved the gun around. Yeah. And, okay.
I got a question for Obi Gun Kenobi.
Shoot him.
Obi Gun, you're our only hope.
Yes. I listen to the different gun shows and people calling in on technique, and I never hear anybody discuss this. And that's, I grew up with a gun in my hand on the farm, you know, from BB gun, 22 shotguns, whatever. And I started shooting in archery language you would call instinctive. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, like point shooting.
Yeah, point shooting. And so inside of 50 yards, you know, well, nominally speaking, depends on, you know, what you're shooting, what you're shooting at, and whether it's moving or it's stationary. But inside of 50 yards, basically, I don't consciously use sights. But I never hear that discussed in any of the professional shooting shows. So do you deal with that when you do gun training as far as people shooting instinctive without reference to the sights at all until they're outside of a parameter where they can no longer do it without sight?
I think that comes up a lot in...
You're out of time, man. I think that comes up.
I think that comes up mostly in close quarter self-defense shooting, but we can talk more about this on the other side with Obi-Wan Kenobi. More coming up with Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160, Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Colonial Pipeline says it's fully restarted the systems for the pipeline after the ransomware attack, but it will still take some time to make up for shortages at the gas pump. President Biden says not to hoard gas and to be patient.
We expect things to return to normal over the next several days. I will be monitoring Colonial's progress and the federal government's support every step of the way. So stay strong Help is on the way.
With the pipeline down, it's cut the supply to many gas stations in parts of the South. North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia are reporting the biggest numbers of closed gas stations. President Biden said that U.S. officials don't believe the Russian government was involved in the hack of the Colonial Pipeline, which stretches from Texas to New Jersey. He said, "We do have reason to believe that the criminals who did the attack are living in Russia." This is USA Radio News. Republicans in Congress happily removed their masks after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advised that people who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 can stop wearing face coverings, even indoors in most cases. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said free at last as he left the chamber. Senator Susan Collins from Maine, also a Republican, was seen waving her mask in the air in celebration. Over in the House, most members appeared to be still wearing their masks on the floor during their afternoon votes. But Republican Brian Mass protested to Speaker Nancy Pelosi, saying, "We should all take off these stupid masks." Speaker Pelosi didn't respond when a reporter asked her whether the masks could come off now. 2 days ago, she announced that the rules that required all lawmakers and staff to wear masks on the House floor would be relaxed soon, so lawmakers could remove them when they are recognized to speak during a debate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
And still live with Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Phones are still open if you want to get your thoughts on the air about the guns, guns, guns. But first, we need to thank our amplifier for the evening, Silver Amplifier. Liberty is life. If you'd like to donate to the show, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. There's a few different tiers there, and that AMP stands for to help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. Again, Silver Amplifiers, $5 a month, I believe. So
yes.
Nominal donation there to help the show. Again, we thank Liberty is Life. Now, you're holding up a picture for me, Captain, that our listeners can't see. You're talking about...
Oh, that was Linda Carter in her prime, in non-Wonder Woman garb with her hair down and just wearing, like, you know, regular thing. Somebody recently posted something of that, and I was reminded of how much, as a kid, even before I was really into girls, I was totally into Linda Carter, Wonder Woman. You know, we were talking during the break about sort of women of our dreams kind of a thing.
Sure.
Linda Carter in her prime. Bam.
Now, before the break, we Dave in New Mexico, guns, 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 threw out a question.
Oh, he's still on hold. That's right.
No, I dropped him.
Oh, you dropped him?
Yeah.
With authority. With extreme prejudice.
That? Because I was trying to close out the segment, and he was talking over me, and I hit that drop button faster than...
That's boom, right. You're really coming into your own in the first chair, man. I mean, that is veteran technique is what that is. I'm proud of you, man. Little Richie's throwing up, man.
But he was talking about point shooting.
Point shooting.
Right,
and he was saying... going up to like 50 yards, and that he was fairly good at it, but they don't cover it much, I guess, in the rest of gun culture. I suggested that that technique is more useful in close quarter self-defense situations, but I also wanted to give you a chance to get your thoughts.
Okay, so I actually adopted point shooting too early. I'm kind of new to pistols because I lived in New York my whole life. Pistols are hard to get. Pistol permits are hard to get.
Okay.
So when I moved to New Hampshire, the floodgates opened on pistols for me, so I started learning. I started point shooting immediately. I should have learned to use my sights, I think, so I'm kind of deprogramming and reprogramming myself right now. Yesterday okay. I practiced, and I was using the sights. And going slow, slow is smooth, smooth is fast kind of philosophy.
Right.
That said, with like a carbine, like an AR-15 or an AK or something, I want to use the sights. I want to make sure I have a good sight that gives me a good field of view. And to an extent, if I shoot enough, if I shoulder the rifle enough, I can probably get to the point where I can kind of do both at the same time.
Okay.
You know, shoulder and just get on target and rip it.
Okay.
So that said, I also, when I'm shooting long distance through something with a big bell on the scope, like a bolt action rifle of some kind, I like to shoot prone with both eyes open, because having both eyes open helps me get the reticle, helps me get the crosshair on or near the target, because it's so far away. So I would think that's even, I'm not going to pull the trigger until I'm on target.
Right.
But it helps me get on target faster. So I'd say that would be a cousin to point shooting. I don't know if there's a name for that or not, but that's what I do.
Yeah. Interesting. Any thoughts? Have you point shooted? Or are you?
That's pretty much all I do.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I haven't really been trained very well in the arts of pistoling or handgunning, if those are even words. The most experience I have is firing shotguns, specifically the 12-gauge or the 310.
Okay.
The 310?
410.
410, thank you. Sorry. See, that's how little I know about guns. I can't even say the right words. So, you know, for me, guns have always been about just home defense, right? I would keep one in the house in case there was an intruder, that kind of a thing. And it was always about, well, what's going to do the most damage? What do I need the fewest shots of? And I figure if you've got like a 12-gauge in your house, you're only going to need one shot. If you need more than one shot of your 12-gauge, you're either a poor shot or you weren't going to get out of that situation anyway.
Okay. I hear you, and I would say don't plan for that, because people are more resilient than you think. And a dude who gets hit with a 12-gauge still may be coming after you.
That's not to say that I didn't have a lot of ammo.
Understood, but you best mentally be prepared to fire that second shot.
Yeah.
So if we're talking about, you know, pistol shooting, as you said, Matt, as I mentioned earlier, I will be assisting a basic pistol course as a NRA instructor this Saturday. So some of those fundamentals, right, is like aiming, which is getting your sights aligned and getting that on target.
Well, one of the things we haven't talked about is, like, whenever you're, you know, sort of on your own as the instructor, I'd like to come and take one of your classes.
I appreciate that. And I could do that anytime I want to schedule one. I don't have all the equipment necessary to do that, but I appreciate you wanting to be a part of that.
Okay.
But the part of the fundamentals, again, is, like I said, aiming. And then that second shot, right, is the follow-through. Like, if you take the shot, especially in a self-defense situation, you're like, bang! And you're just like, did I get him? Like, you were not prepared to take that second shot, and he will be that much closer if you, A, missed or did not put him down, and you were unlikely to put him down with the first shot, depending on, you know, where you hit and how big. Because the adrenaline kicks in, and it's not recommended that you take one shot and look, even with a shotgun. So just be prepared with that. As far as point shooting is concerned, like I said, that comes up more in the self-defense situations, because in the self-defense situations, you may not have the time or the ability to get your hands into position, your target, your sights aligned, you know, and on target, and you just have to point like you would with your finger and then pull the trigger and then hope that you were on target.
The first time I fired a 44, I was in the mountains of New Mexico, and there was a guy
who was camping next to where we were camping, and he came over with his wife to, like, I don't know, borrow some sugar or something. They needed something to help make their cooking go. Struck up a conversation, and we all ended up having dinner together and sort of combining our campsites together, if you will. And he was like, I've got a 44. It's a classic. Do you want to see it? I'm like, yeah. And so he opens up this case, and there it is. He's like, you ever fired one of these? I'm like, nope. He's like, well, let's walk on down to the river, and let's get you firing one of these. I'm like, okay. Nice. I had no idea what I was getting into, man. Thing about ripped my arm off, right, the first shot. But that's what he taught me. He taught me was like, look, all you got to do is when you put your hands, you know, on, you know, when you get ready to, you know, put your finger on the trigger, just point at what you're aiming at. We were aiming at like a bottle that we set on the other side of the creek. It was more of a creek than a river, creek, whatever you want to call it. And he's like, all you got to do really is point at it. And that'll give you kind of an idea of where you're going to shoot. You'll get close. And that, like, as soon as he told me that, boom, I hit the bottle. I'm like, oh, awesome. So,
right. So it, again, it works at shorter distances because, you know, if you're off a little, right, by the time that bullet gets to the point of impact, that being off is going to be magnified depending on how far out you're shooting. So if you're 7 feet away, right, you might be off by an inch.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to do the math in my head, but if you're 50 feet away, that inch turns into a foot
or whatever,
and
right,
a foot's
going
to be a miss at that point.
Right.
So should you practice point shooting? Absolutely, because the likely scenario is you're obtaining the firearm for some sort of defensive situation. I know there's other things, you know, competitions and bullseye shooting and all that. But the vast majority of people buying guns now in this environment are doing it for defensive purposes.
Yeah.
So
is close quarters the most common, like, self-defense environment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. I think most self-defense engagements take place between 7 and 10 feet or something.
Okay.
No, 7 feet and, no, yeah, 7 feet and 10 yards or something.
Not only that, the further you get out, right, even if you're point shooting or not, the harder it is to justify self-defense.
Yeah, right.
Right. Because if he's 100 yards away and you're like, you're point shooting, that dude better have a rifle,
right,
you know, aimed at you.
Right.
Otherwise,
yeah,
you know, if he's got like just a knife or, you know, whatever,
yeah, you're in trouble.
You're in trouble. Because you're
going to court and you're going to jail.
What if he's controlling the drone that's like 10 feet away from you?
Aim for the drone. You know, what's on the drone? Is the drone attacking you?
Well, no, it's got like a semi-automatic thing and it's just firing round after round at you.
Yeah. I would say that, yeah, shoot the drone.
That's where your shotgun comes in. That's a clay pigeon or anything.
Your thoughts, Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. More coming up.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
And we are back for the final time this evening. We have made it to the last segment. Is that the Wonder Woman theme song? Are you done, guys?
That's a really bad 80s song.
Final Countdown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's called the Final Countdown.
No, I got it.
It's the Final Countdown.
Because it's the final segment.
It's the final segment. Which means I'm not going to give up the number. We are sitting in the studio tonight. Is I, Richie Rich?
Matty Matt.
And the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass is here.
That's twice
in the same evening.
Broke the quota.
Well, the quota is one. It doesn't mean I can't say it more than one time.
Oh. I thought you would like
to. I'm making it my own quota rules here now. So, yeah, it's whatever I feel like doing.
All right. Let's talk once again about the Crypto 6. March 16th, 2021, government agencies conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, and the homes of Aria DeMezzo, Renee and Andy Spinella, and Colleen Fordham. The Crypto 6 were then arrested and taken into custody, and Ian Freeman and nobody remain in custody. What can you do to help? Check out thecrypto6.com. There are multiple ways in which you can donate to their legal defense fund, because these charges aren't a joke. It's going to take a serious legal team and many experts to protect the Crypto 6 from further aggression from the state. This case will likely set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come, help them in their fight for liberty and financial freedom by contributing to their legal defense fund at thecrypto6.com. Once more, thecrypto6.com. Some time ago, we started off this article where I kind of like in jest made fun of libertarians and their selfish, individualistic behaviors.
Surely, you jest.
Of course I jest. But I just thought it was funny. But the headline, 7 in 10 Americans agree that 2020 made them a better person. Here's how. A poll of 2,005 Americans revealed that since March of 2020, people are more often embracing the idea of neighborly love. Some examples include 87% of Americans have donated a portion of their paycheck
even though 3 in 5 experience financial difficulties. 41% have helped a stranger cross the street. 38% have gone out of their way to take out their neighbor's trash. And 31% have walked their neighbor's dog. And for those who live in snowy climates, 1/3 have shoveled out the neighbor's car in the past year.
Mm.
In general, 72% said they found themselves caring about the health and well-being of others significantly more in the past year. And this is where, again, I kind of made fun of the libertarians, because a lot of, you know, the libertarian-leaning, liberty-loving, freedom-loving people in my social circle, right, were like, "F you, I'm not wearing a mask, I don't care what you have to do about it, I'm coming here, we're going to throw a fight," and like, not very neighborly or loving, mm-hmm. given the general climate, and I don't necessarily disagree with them, but other people, right, 74% of Americans are doing things of value for the neighbors, and it got me thinking, like, what could the libertarians, the anarchists in my social circle, have done to mitigate their anti-mask position, right? Could we have done more of these things, these social outreaches for people, and then also had the anti-mask positions and policies and whatever?
You know, to piggyback this on the prior topic, if one of the things that brought me to New Hampshire in the first place was Dave Ridley. I saw a YouTube video of Dave Ridley and a bunch of other people doing open carry trash pickup.
Yes.
So they went into they went into a
good
neighborhood
idea.
That was kind of an elderly neighborhood, but it kind of fallen by the wayside over the years. It was kind of dirty. There was junk and litter, and they donned big old revolvers very blatantly on their hip in 1911s and, you know, guns that you could see, and holstered them and went just up and down the streets picking up trash, and
yeah.
people looked out the window saying, "Oh my God, there's guys with a gun, and they're cleaning my yard."
Right.
And, you know.
So it was a good way.
It was a good move.
It was a good move because it positioned gun enthusiasts in a positive light in the community.
Right.
And I think as far as like social goodwill, the anti-mask crowd has lost a lot of ground in that respect by being so in your face with a lot of the protests, or yeah, if you want to call it activism.
I mean, the extreme makes an impression, or so it seems anyway, most of the time. When you get a majority of people performing a thing that is counter to your philosophy and then forcing it upon you, I believe sometimes it takes, you know, an extreme type of a protest, like an in-your-face kind of a thing, as long as you're peaceful about it. Right, and I've seen more of that than I have of, like, positioning anti-mask people in a positive light, which, you are correct, there was definitely a lack of that. There still is a lack of that. I'm not sure how to position that in a positive light.
Matty Matt gave the example already. The open carry litter pickup, you can do the no-mask litter pickup, clean
That's
up your neighborhood.
True.
I mean, just piggyback on that.
What else, I wonder, like, what other creative ideas are there? I'll have to stew on that for a while before I come up with my own.
The Be Normal litter pickup.
Whatever.
Yeah, normal face is what I like to call it. When I'm out and about and I see somebody else not wearing a mask, oh, hey, normal face, and give them a big smile, and they usually smile like, yeah, normal face. You know, we have just a moment.
Right.
Know.
So when I go into stores, even now, right, I've worn a mask maybe less than a handful of times. Like, I could probably count them on one hand or less.
I have yet to wear one.
Okay. Well, congratulations. There were certain places that, you know, required it. Sig Sauer made me wear the face shield.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Said medical exemption. They go, "We have something for you. Here's a face shield."
Oh, my God.
And then, of course, the clerk in there had his, like, you know, mask down his nose. So I pointed that out. I'm like, "We're all going to follow the governor's orders. You might as well have your, you know, your coworker do it, too." But they required it. And we needed, you know, my wife was there looking at some handguns. And so, like, it was not my shopping trip. So I was not willing to, like, walk out at that time.
Right.
But I took the face shield. So that was one of them. But at the same time, when I, there's like one of two ways that I go about it. If I assume that I'm going to catch flack, for not wearing a mask, right, I will mean mug it as much as possible. And this is a lot easier with the long hair and the beard. But when I go into the stores, hat stays on, sunglasses stay on, scowl stays on my face,
Right. The other way to do that, which I've also done, like early on when there was still some like flexibility with, you know, hey, people are wearing masks, but you know, it's not required. All that comes off. Right. Big old smile on my face. Hey, how you doing? You know, whatever. And that way, you know, the clerk on the other side of the plexiglass behind her mask, his or her mask, right, sees a smiling face, probably for the first time that day, right, because I may have been the only non-masked person they encountered, and it gives them that sense of normalcy, right? It projects that positive image of the anti-masker, the non-masker, instead of flash mobbing the store and, you know, throwing a fit and having everybody go in there and going, we're not fucking wearing a mask in here.
At this point, though, over a year and 2 months, so, what, 14, right? March, April, May,
yeah.
14 months into this thing, like, if you don't realize by now that the whole mask thing was completely unnecessary and didn't need to happen as a force of government, then... you know, I think something is wrong with you.
Well, it took Matty Bat only 2 months to realize that last year, so you guys are 12 months behind the curve.
So it didn't take him a year.
That's what I'm saying. It took him 2 months, so like, 12 months behind the curve.
And I think, too, that there's a bit of, you know, I don't know, maybe the people who are still wearing masks are just freaking ugly, man. You know, I don't know.
And okay, and again, I would call back to She Talk Live a little bit, because one of those relationship calls about the mask on last night's show was, I feel more confident when I wear a mask because people don't see my face.
Yeah.
And there was a handful of stories.
Yeah.
Right. And there was a handful of stories like that where, like, you know, the social anxiety is gone because of the mask. Now, should it be mandated? Absolutely not. But if you want to continue to wear a mask because you receive some benefit from that.
Well, we agree on that, and we always have. It's the mandating of it. It's the
understood.
Putting the violence and force of government behind something that should be an individual choice.
Understood. There's the mandate.
That's what I see as the problem, just to be clear.
Okay, so let me see if I can find another problem for you then. There's the mandate, but there's also the social pressure, right, from people who are wearing the masks, looking down upon you, possibly even accosting you, right, for your non-mask wearing. And what do you say to that in the last few seconds here?
This is where the power of not giving a flying F comes into play. And, well, I've spent a lot of my life not giving an F about what other people thought of me, so I see no reason to change now.
All right. We are done for tonight. More online, freetalklive.com, and get the captain back on tomorrow night. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Peace.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.